Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. I pray and hope that wherever you are, you're doing well in Jesus' name. So I want to read a scripture. It's found in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." So here Isaiah introduces to us Jesus Christ. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And I just want to go through each of these five words describing Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is wonderful. He's full of wonder. We can't even begin to grasp the magnitude of his majesty, the greatness of his powerful glory. Jesus is beyond comprehension. We can't even begin to understand him. Amen. And our words, our vocabulary, isn't big enough to describe Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is wonderful. Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 15 reads, "He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and he hath stretched out the heavens by his understanding." When you read the words of Jeremiah, you just have to stop and think on the wonder of God. By his power, he made the earth. By the power of his spoken word alone, he made the earth. And by the power of his word, the whole earth came into existence. By his power, everything that is was brought into being. By his power, man, that's amazing. By his power alone, birds and animals and fish, plants, trees and flowers, it all came into existence. But Jeremiah didn't stop there. It's God's wisdom that establishes the world. It is God's wisdom that governs everything that he's made. It's God's wisdom that holds the earth in its orbit. It is his wisdom that has established the order that defines his creation. Amen. By his wisdom, he established the world. That is wonderful. He is wonderful. By his understanding, he stretched out the heavens. By his understanding, the stars were aligned. Have you thought about the vast expanse of the universe? We can't even begin to fathom the vast expanse of space. It's way beyond our comprehension. It's way beyond our understanding. And I love studying space. There's a gentleman in our church. He and I talk about space all the time. And he and I, we watch the SpaceX launches and the other NASA launches and all of that. It's pretty cool. It's amazing. We can't even begin to comprehend the vast expanse of space. We could never number the stars. But the psalmist says that he calls each of them by name. That's powerful. He is wonderful. What a mighty God that we serve. What an incredible God. What a powerful God. What a wonderful God. And if he can do all of that by his power, if he can establish all of that by his wisdom, if he can stretch all of that according to his understanding, then I know he's able to take care of you and he's able to take care of me. Amen. He is wonderful. His mercy is wonderful. His word is wonderful. His grace is amazing. His provision is powerful. It's mind-boggling. He watches over me. He watches over you. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. That's Psalm 121. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's in Hebrews. He knows what I need even before I'm aware of it. He knows today and he knows tomorrow and he knows the future. Man, that's awesome. He knows every temptation, every trial, every struggle that we'll go through. And he's already made a way through it. Jesus is wonderful. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Wow, he is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonder. Jesus is our counselor. Jesus is our counselor. He has perfect wisdom and understanding. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. If we want understanding, if we want wisdom, talk to the counselor, Jesus Christ. If we need help in making important decisions in our lives, talk to Jesus Christ. Consult his word. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We should never try to go through this world. We should never try to go through life's circumstances and trials and struggles without seeking direction from him, without seeking knowledge from him, understanding from him. Psalm chapter 16 and verse 7. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In other words, he'll direct our paths. He knows what we're going to face tomorrow. He knows what we're going through right now. And you know what? Jesus does not withhold his perfect wisdom and understanding and his knowledge from us. He will give us counsel. Jesus is not a God afar off. He's right there. Jesus is our counselor. He will give us the grace and the power and the confidence to make important life decisions and choices. Amen. He'll bring clarity and peace. If you're afraid or confused or uncertain about some things, take some time to seek the counsel of the Lord. Pray, read his word, seek the counsel of your pastor. Jesus is our counselor. He is a present help in the time of need. He wants to direct our paths. He wants to establish our ways. We just have to seek him. And when we seek him, we will find him. Amen. Jesus is the mighty God. He is the mighty God manifest in real, authentic flesh and blood. He's not a God that's far removed from us. He's not a God who cannot be touched by our troubles, worries, fears, doubts. He's a God who's experienced our infirmities. He's a God who's walked in our shoes. He knows what it's like to feel rejection. I think we've all been rejected at some point in our lives. He knows what it's like to be tired and hungry and frustrated. He knows what it's like to feel angry and disappointed. He's a God who manifested in real human form, authentic, genuine human being. He's our mighty God. and we haven't faced anything that he hasn't faced. There are struggles that we have that he's gone through. He's the mighty God who manifested in 100% flesh and blood. So he knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing. He knows how we feel. He faced trial and temptation without sin. He overcame it all. He overcame so that we can overcome. He is our companion in troubled times. Jesus is our mighty God. He is the mighty God. Amen. The everlasting Father. Isaiah called him an everlasting Father. Jesus is our heavenly Father. You know, when my girls call me dad or daddy, everything within me reacts and I'm going to take care of my girls, and I listen to them when they call unto me because they're my children. I'm their father. Our heavenly Father, he speaks life to us. He speaks counsel to us. He provides for us. He watches over us. And he cares about the things that worry us. And he cares about the things that confound us. And when we're weak, he's strong. He has perfect strength. He is our everlasting Father. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 9 reads, "Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Jesus delights in meeting our needs. He takes great joy in giving us good things. You know, I didn't become a father until 2001, then 2005, 2011, and 2019. I love my girls. You know, when Christmas rolls around, I want to empty our bank account because I want to give my girls good gifts for Christmas. And my wife, sometimes she has to pull the reins on me because, man, I'll just go overboard. I mean, I just don't want to keep back anything for myself. You know, I just want to give to them because I take delight in blessing my girls. And if I can do that for my daughters, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask him? Amen. And if you already asked him, and God still hasn't answered your prayer, I would submit to you to thank him in advance for answering your prayer, because the answer is on its way, and his timing is right. It's always right. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. God never ever promised us a life without storms. He never promised us blue skies and calm winds. He never promised us that the birds will always chirp and that we'll be prancing in the fields with butterflies or with our favorite pet. But he did promise us that he will be our peace in the middle of the storm, in the middle of life's storms, circumstances, troubles. You know, he's the Prince of Peace. He brings peace to our troubled minds. He's the peace in the middle of all this craziness that's going on in our world. He gives us confidence in the face of doubt and fear. He alone brings clarity in the face of confusion. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace that Jesus gives is not the peace that this world offers. This world's peace is dependent on circumstances, bank accounts, health and security. And I'm not against any of those things. You know, I want a fat bank account. I want perfect health. I want security. I want things. But when those things fail and fear begins to rise a little bit, Jesus gives us a different kind of peace that this world cannot offer. His peace that he gives is the peace that passeth all understanding. It's real peace. It's everlasting peace. It's the peace that goes with us in the middle of our storm. It goes with us in the valley. The peace of Jesus Christ is not fragile. It's powerful. And it's a peace that will always keep us. Amen. Jesus is everything that we need. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He cares for us. He'll provide for us. He'll give us shelter. He's our strong tower. He will calm all of our fears. He will remove the worries and the doubts. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I love him and I thank him. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading this episode. Until next time, be blessed and stay healthy.